Thank you for calling customer service. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Ashley, 2 weeks ago, I got this thing from Amazon telling me if I just pay the shipping, I can get some AirPods. And then come to find out, somebody charged me like $70. So I called and canceled it last week.
Yes, ma'am.
The beginning of this week. What?
I say yes, ma'am.
So now I'm checking my messages, and I get, it's because I swear it was Amazon when I got the AirPods. I do not know how I ended up with you people's account. Well, anyway, she canceled me, and I got conned. And the thing of it is, I just got a freaking message again on my phone saying about FedEx. And when I went in to pay FedEx, the issue, because I was getting packages, I end up on the same site as those darn AirPods. And now you got my account number again, and I don't know what the hay's going to happen.
Can I have a zip code, ma'am?
01607. Somebody conned me out of my card because I thought I was talking to FedEx.
And what was the name, ma'am?
Kathy Galan.
And you said 01607?
Correct.
And what was the last name again, ma'am? Can you spell it for me?
G-A-L-L-A-N-T.
You said G or C?
G as in golf.
Yes, ma'am. And what was the rest?
A-L-L-A-N-T.
And you said your name was Kathy, right?
C-A-T-H-I.
Yes, ma'am. It is not showing up that we actually charged you for when you went back on the website, ma'am.
I don't know what the hey you. What happened was when I had paid, they said it was a shortage on my package, and I had to pay the difference. So I put in my card, and then it said, oops, there was an error. And all of a sudden, it came up for me to, congratulations, you just won the watch.
Yes, ma'am, but it's not showing up over here that your card was charged again.
And, by the way, the number that they told me that called me, that left me a message. I got the message, and when I checked the number, it said they weren't taking any messages. But when I go on the website, I just went on the website, which I got to you. Congratulations. It says Amazon up above.
So, ma'am, it just happened?
It happened 10 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am.
If
it was charged, it would not show up in our system right away. It would take at least 3 hours, ma'am.
Well, it came up right now when I first went on and thinking it was FedEx saying that you had to pay $1. So I put the money in because it was FedEx. Now I put in the dollar, and it goes, oops, and then it jumped to, oh, now you're on the Amazon, which that was the Amazon that I got conned out of 2 weeks ago. Now I can get an Apple Pro book. Now I'm looking at this, and they want me to answer questions. And then when I finally answer the questions and it comes to me putting the money in, which I did it this time, I read the terms because I didn't read the terms with the AirPods because that's how you people got me. So now I read the terms, and that's how I got this phone number.
And what was the product, ma'am?
First of all, it came up FedEx that I owed them money so that they could continue shipping. And when I went to the tracking, they wanted me to pay a dollar, so I did. Well, what happened was when I paid the dollar and gave you my card number, thinking it was FedEx, it came up, oops. And now I'm on that fake Amazon ad that did the iPods for me 2 weeks ago. And that's where I called up and didn't get any of my money back for the iPod because now they got to tell me I got to go to China or something to get the refund. So I don't know what you if they're telling you what you're selling, but it's a scam.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but your account is not pulling up because you just ordered the product.
I didn't order nothing.
You said your card was charged, ma'am?
It was supposed to only be charged from FedEx a dollar.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand it, but it's not pulling up over here that your card was charged anything.
I didn't buy anything. I was paying FedEx. But then when FedEx, when I put the dollar in and you got my card number, it went, oops, O-O-P-S, and then it brought me back to this stupid Amazon account that conned me 2 weeks ago. And last week, you canceled on me. I had to cancel because, yes, I didn't read the fine print, which didn't come up until after I paid the shipping on some AirPods. You understand that's how you're ripping off people?
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but your account is not showing up over here, ma'am.
I don't know what's going to happen to my account. What the hell you got to do? Because now, after I paid the dollar for FedEx and you got my card number, now the Amazon came up and telling me that I want a Mac to get a Mac computer, but I didn't put in my card then.
Ma'am, we do not.
And that's where everything came up. I'm going by a phone number that somebody called me and told me that FedEx.
Yes, ma'am, we do not work with FedEx, and we do not sell Apple products,
ma'am. And you don't sell to Amazon either, but this is what you're doing to people. You're making them think they're getting something from Amazon, a deal for a Mac computer or AirPods or one of those watches. That's what you're doing. You're thinking, I thought I was getting it through my Amazon account saying, oh, Cap, you're a great customer. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And guess what? I paid the shipping, which was probably $8 to get my AirPods, and I got a bill that you guys charged me $79 because they said I didn't call you quick enough because I didn't read the fine print because I thought I was going through Amazon. And I was going through your Chinese company, wherever it is. And, yeah, they said, yeah, you can send back the AirPods, but it's going to cost you $20. So now from $79, I had to pay another $20 in order for me to ship it back to you people. This is what you're doing. And now I'm worried because I thought I was paying a dollar to FedEx, and now you got my card number, and who knows what you're going to charge me.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but your card has not been charged over here yet, ma'am. It has not popped up over here in our system.
So now what did you say? It might take a couple of days?
It might take a couple hours, ma'am, so you might have to call back later.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep calling you back. Because I got this phone number somehow. I can't even believe, do you realize the company you're working for, what they're doing to people? How do you get to put the Amazon symbol on your emails? Or the FedEx? How are you getting away with that?
Ma'am, we do not work with FedEx. We just work with the Postal Service.
No, you're working with using the symbol and getting people to thinking that they're calling FedEx, and they're not. They're calling you guys. You're getting account numbers out of the people, and you're charging them for $10 AirPods. Do you realize that you're doing that? Do you know that your company is doing that to people? Did you have record there that I talked to somebody last week?
No, ma'am. It's nothing is popping up, ma'am.
Well, I'll call back in another hour.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't get it.